You could say that the incident in France was a case of the right people being at the right place at the right time, but things could have gone very differently if the gunman's weapon hadn't jammed and if those men hadn't acted. That's actually what one of them pointed out during a chat with the press.
Hiding or sitting back is not going to accomplish anything, and the gunman would have been successful if my friend Spencer had not gotten up.
Anthony Sadler there, one of the Americans who overpowered the attacker on the train. So what about the idea of getting the average Joe involved in a situation like that? Should we, the public, be more involved in our own security, say on trains or buses? I talked with Juliet Kayyem about this. She's a former counterterrorism official with the Obama administration.
Well, there was a lot of heroism, of course, and a lot of luck. I mean, you know, the fact that there are three men, two of them trained by the military, you know, that I just don't think that's going to happen again. I mean, it was very fortuitous that combination of circumstances occurred, I think, and there are lessons to learn from it. But I have to just admit there was a lot of luck going on as well.
A lot of luck, but doesn't it also suggest that if more of us were trained in that way or had certain kinds of skills that we, the public, might be able to subdue other situations like that? Is there any argument for that?
There is, but I want to be clear to people that it's not true that in every instance heroism is, you know, going after the terrorists. So, you know, look, we have a lot of danger and violence in this country, in the United States, for example, including what we've seen in the past with what we call active shooter incidences on colleges and universities. Most of the training today is for the public to run. In other words, get out of where you are and run. That's not going to be true on a train, of course, but I just don't want everyone to think, well, if only I just go after the guy, everything's going to be safe. Each circumstance is different. And what we can learn from this is that train personnel, the personnel on the trains, seem to be very slow in stopping the train. You want to stop the train because then people can get out and therefore minimize the risk for all, everyone on the train. So there are things to learn, but it just is not true that in every instance going after the guy is the best result.
Juliet, you know when on airplanes they have an air marshal on every flight or, you know, every couple rows or whatever, is there any argument to use that system on certain kinds of public transit?
I think we could utilize more personnel, security personnel on trains and transit systems, but we should not delude ourselves to think that we're going to have anything like airport or airplane security on mass transit systems. In Europe alone, 40 million people get on trains every single day. It is a part of their lifeblood. It is what we call flow in the security apparatus. And the more security you put on it, the less capable these cities and economies are going to be able to function. There's not going to be a single solution that solves it all. You could have more armed personnel, but chances are that they probably won't be on the train the moment something happens. So that's why we have surveillance. That's why you want to engage citizens in seeing something, saying something.
How do you engage citizens then?
I think, you know, the See Something, Say Something campaign has been effective in just having people be alert about their surroundings. I think train personnel, those not security apparatus, but conductors and others on the train can probably be better trained both in the U.S. and in Europe to be able to respond a lot faster so that you minimize the risk. And people being aware of bags that are placed in the wrong place, that's how you engage people in their own security. Empowering people to take their own security into their own hands is a good thing to minimize the risk for them, but also to engage them in something that can seem quite scary, like terrorism or threats. And so you see it across the board, whether it's See Something, Say Something regarding terrorism, or it's, you know, the preparedness planning for hurricanes and other risks that people face every day. So I just think there has to be a way that we talk about both an acceptable level of risk, which we're always going to have in mass transit systems, as well as engaging people.
Is there an example of a country where a government has successfully engaged its public in terms of thinking about security?
Well, I think, you know, Israel is both a good and bad example for all Western democracies. I mean, it's a small population. It has a persistent threat. It has a universal conscription, so people are engaged with the security apparatus from an early age. And so they are just much more keenly aware. But no country does this perfectly, and there's no universal solution. I mean, you know, it really is circumstance-based.
Juliet Kayyem now teaches counterterrorism at Harvard, and she's a security analyst here at WGBH.